Our understanding of DNA damage and repair has led to the development of multiple drugs, particularly in the field of oncology. Briefly, I want to consider a few examples so you can see the clinical relevance of how we can exploit and use our understanding of the normal processes for therapy. For example, we can inhibit DNA metabolism by blocking DNA synthesis. Drugs such as 5-fluorouracil mimic bases and inhibit nucleic acid synthesis. Methotrexate can alter purine and pyridamine synthesis. These can both perturb a cell's ability to replicate and repair DNA. We can also disrupt DNA replication and cell division. For example, doxorubicin inhibits the progression of the enzyme topoisomerase II, which relieves supercoiling in DNA during replication. It does this by inducing double-stranded breaks. Doxorubicin stabilizes the topoisomerase II complex after it has induced the double-stranded breaks, preventing the breaks from being resealed, and thereby halting DNA replication. Vincristin can be used to disrupt the mitotic spindle, which prevents the completion of mitosis triggering cell death. Another method is to induce extensive DNA damage to overwhelm DNA repair mechanisms. We can use platinum-based drugs such as cisplatin or alkylating agents to cause DNA adducts to form throughout the cell's genomes. Radiation therapy also works by creating excessive reactive oxygen species and double-stranded breaks. Following these treatments, cells will recognize and try to repair the DNA damage, but if the system is overwhelmed, it can induce cell death. These various mechanisms can also obviously affect healthy cells too, but they tend to target rapidly replicating cells like cancer cells.